I can speak more than Sukadeva Goswami. If that sort of vanity is there, then we cannot have devotional spiritual amelioration. Why Sukadeva Goswami did not clearly speak about Radharani? While he was speaking about Srimad Bhagavat, the whole Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. The reason he said, because Radharani is the complete, even she can make some perturbation of heart, ecstatic feeling of her own object of love, concepthood of love. Sri Krishna, who is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord Sri Krishna was crying for getting the company of Radharani. Now, Sukadeva Goswami could have uttered the name of Radharani directly. But in that case, his throat would have been choked and tears would roll down from his eyes, and he would not be able to complete to speak about Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. For that reason, he could not utter directly. But indirectly, he has said, if I utter, I won't be able to complete my speaking of Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj will not be rescued from the cars. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur said like that. But we are uttering Radha Radha. No tears are coming. Krishna is weeping. But we are feeling nothing. Now, Sukadeva Goswami said indirectly, which also our Param Gurudev pointed out. Anaya rahita nunang Bhagavan Hari Ishvara janna viya gubinda pitanam anayata raha. Anaya rahita Krishna. And when there was Rash Lila with all the gopis, millions of gopis, the one of the gopis, without repaying the name, when left that Rashlila place, then millions of gopis could not keep Krishna there. Krishna left all gopis and was crying. And after getting the vision and contact of Radharani, he could console her and console him. Anayaraidunirang Bhagavan Hari Ishra Janna Biha Govinda Pita Manaratam, leaving all this. Indirectly it is said. Not directly, because also Sukadeva Goswami thought the enslaved jivas, conditioned souls of the world, if I say something more, they will not be able to understand. And generally I go through the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur on Radharashtami Tithi, what he delivered, what he spoke for the eternal benefit of his disciples at that time. He said something by hearing which we, like our conditioned souls, enslaved jivas, were afraid. There he said, if a jewel, if a necklace, very valuable gold necklace of diamond or gold, is given to a monkey, what that monkey will do? It will tear it. We use the word monkey. If you want to see that, I can show you. But book is not here. Giving us warning. So, Sukadeva Goswami, we are reading Bhagavat, delivered by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. When Sukadeva Goswami could not utter, enslaved jivas like me, who is Brahmagya Rishi, from the just in the womb, Mahajnani, Mahajogi, Mahabhagavat, he could not utter. We should think about this very deeply. Yet our Mahamantra has got reference with Radharani. But actually we worship Lakshmi Narayan. Radha Krishna is the only object of pure love, sweet love. And whether majestic aspect of love, their object, Radha Krishna, we have our portrait in the front, actually you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. You are not worshipping Radha Krishna. Gradually when our mind will be sanctified, our Guru Varga, they have said your object of is Radha Krishna, but you should worship with all rules and regulations as per scriptural prescripts, injunctions, as per direction of the Vaishnavas. Gradually when your mind will be sanctified, Vidhi Marg Ratajane Sadhinata Ratnajane Rag Marge Karana Purvesh, gradually you will get that bhakti, raga bhakti, not all in a sudden. Then you will understand.